I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, joining us on the show, a man who's an all-pro in his own right. We should introduce him as an all-pro, but made news the other day because he challenged, I think he did. Well, let's get his thoughts on it. David Bakhtiari joins us. He is the Packers all-pro tackle. Find him on Twitter at David Bakhtiari. He was at the Bucs game just the other night, and he put on quite a display, and he joins us right now on the show. David, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
David, first off, now, the way it's cut, now, I didn't see it in real time. I was watching some other things. I walked in, and who knows? But, okay, so you chugged two beers, and then did you put the challenge out to Aaron Rodgers, or how did this work out?
I mean, this stems from a couple weeks ago, but pretty much the first game I attended when I got back to Wisconsin because of OTAs, or at that time IPWs, I told him at dinner, I was like, you know what, if they put the camera on me to get the crowd riled up for the playoffs, I think I'm going to chug a beer. And then that was the first time I went, was one. Second time I went was two. And I always after they panned over to Aaron, I would just point at him, and we'd just get all excited. So then going into game three, he's been nagging me on to do three. I was like, I'll do three if you do one. And, you know, he stepped up to the challenge. And one beer for him, three beers for me. That's kind of how it went.
Well, his one, there's a couple of questions. It's basically a loose definition. Now, he's your quarterback, so you're giving him the credit for the chugged beer. What did you think of his stylings and how he was able to not really finish the beer that he attempted?
I think it kind of makes sense for the lack of time he spent in college, you know, and the fact how long he's been displaced from college.
But I think
a couple lessons with me, I think we can get him right on track.
Okay, so you said, now this was my question when I saw the clips here, that you did the two, and then you did the third. Now, I think they don't let... Now, you're sitting courtside, so it's obviously they can bring them to you. But who brought the third? Because it's my understanding that you can only have, like, two at a time when you're at a sporting event. So where did the third come from?
I'm not even kidding. I showed up, and I sat down, and at that point, you know, and we hadn't really talked much. I didn't really tell anyone at the stadium or anything, but you want to talk about great customer service. They showed up with literally a silver platter of beers and cups for me. And I was like, right when I sat down, like it was pretty surreal. So I'm like, okay, I guess this is 100% happening.
I mean, is it that good to be a Green Bay Packer in Wisconsin? Is the customer service that good for you guys?
I mean, just in Wisconsin in general. I mean, look at Wisconsin sports, where everyone's doing really well. Now, us Packers kind of got to back it up the last couple of years. We haven't been on par with how the Bucs and Brewers have been doing.
Oh, so you're putting the challenge out to yourself. That's pretty interesting there. So it is kind of fun where, you know, last year doesn't end the way you guys wanted it to end, and there's a change and things like that, and there was a lot of questions going on, but this seems to be where this shows maybe the general public that things are not maybe as dramatic as what they seem, because obviously you're a top offensive lineman in the league and you certainly seem to get along with Aaron Rodgers. Is that true?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's my guy. He's been my guy.
David Bakhtiari joining us on the show. Has your last name ever been misspelled on the back of your jersey?
maybe in CYSO soccer when I was a young kid.
CYSO soccer. You're from San Mateo, correct?
Yeah, so I mean, I guess it was the local kid soccer stuff I remember getting. The K and the H usually is what gets people mixed up, and then every now and then people will forget an I towards the end.
What, do they think it's a Y at the end?
No, like literally in the middle where it's where there's an I, sometimes they just forget it.
Yeah. Well, how do they forget it? Never mind. I don't even want to know how people forget an I. David Bakhtiari joining us on the show. Do they mess up how it's pronounced sometimes?
Absolutely.
What's the worst pronunciation you've ever heard, including the way I'm saying it?
The absolute worst wasn't even close. It was, and again, this was soccer. I remember they said David Bacteria, and I was like, that's not even close. And it was a referee. It was a referee trying to, like, make sure all the kids, you know, have the right name. They're the actual person coming in, so they had checked the cards. And I didn't even, like, raise my hand or walk up. I'm like, that's not even me. It's the words are completely different.
So he called you David Bacteria, and that was your first. Did your father try to correct him? Did mom try to correct him? Anybody else?
We were on the field. No one heard that. I mean, other than that, I've heard, you know, funny jokes like bacchiotomy is what a couple of my buddies like to say as a joke in college. And then what have I saw? I saw in the league, I saw a dad joke. Someone had my jersey and wrote bad teriyaki on the back.
Oh, my God. That is a bad dad joke. Is Elizabeth Banks still your favorite actress?
Still my favorite actress?
Well, wait a minute. Was she in Pitch Perfect? Is that how that worked, or was she just the director? I've never seen the movie.
I can't believe you'd say that.
Why? What's the matter?
that was my first shot on the big screen.
Well, you were in the movie?
Yeah.
What did you do in the movie?
I had one line, and after I said it, I'm like, man, this is getting cut. There's no way they're going to put this in the actual film. And then when we went to the premiere, I'm like, they actually didn't cut it. I'm surprised. Because I said it about maybe 80 times, and 78 of them were not good.
What was the line?
You are such a Disa-Ock appointment.
You are such a Disa-Ock appointment?
Yes, exactly why I didn't think it was going to make it.
And you how many times did they make you say that line?
I mean, you shot almost at least 60 times a day for like 2 or 3 days, so.
Are you a method actor now?
No. Just, I think a freelancing actor would probably be the best way to describe myself.
I mean, you are, when I see the video, your eyes are so locked in, and you're saying, let's go, and you look so intense. Has there ever been any sort of an offer for you for commercials locally or for television to be in acting and to maybe play a villain in some sort of a role?
No, I mean, I've done a couple of local commercials in Wisconsin, but, you know, my one big shot was definitely in Pitch Perfect, and I haven't really been a villain.
David Bakhtiari joining us on the show. Okay, can I ask you as a player? Now, I don't want to get you in any trouble, so maybe I have to wait until you're retired, because we had, like, Joe Thomas in Cleveland would say, yeah, OTAs are important, and then after he retired, yeah, voluntary OTAs are one of the biggest wastes of time that I ever had. You're a veteran now, you're a leader, you're an all-pro. How important are voluntary OTAs?
Well, didn't you say you're going to ask me this when I retire, and then you ended up asking me anyway?
Yeah, well, I'm going to ask you when you retire, but I want to ask you right now as an active player in the NFL.
I think there's a place for them. I think depending on the player, the need for it is either more or less. But definitely when you have, especially in my instance, when you have a new regime, a new coaching staff, a whole new offensive playbook, I will actually say it is important, because there are certain things that just take time to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were just to be exposed for the first time in August, I can honestly say I wouldn't be as confident, and it would actually be harder for me to learn the system with that short of time before season.
So many years from now, when you retire, whenever you retire, if I have you on again and I play this answer for you, do you think it'll be the same?
80% of it.
David Bakhtiari joining us on the show. So how has the offseason been for you? Do you get bored during it?
I mean, not really. I mean, I enjoy, like, my off seasons. I end up traveling right at the end of the season. I'll try and travel for a little bit, enjoy myself. And then I'll go down to L.A., start training out in L.A., throw a little plug in there, Proactive Sports Performance. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, pretty much I'm in L.A. or I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I love it. For me personally, it's like some of the best times of the year. Chance for you to kind of revamp your body. The best your body's felt, because in season your body just hurts. I don't know if people know that. And just football is takes a toll on the body. But I mean, I've enjoyed myself as you can tell a couple nights ago. I've been having some fun.
Dave Bakhtiari with us on the show. We can see from a couple of nights ago he is enjoying himself. Just a couple more. Matt LaFleur, what's he like so far?
He's good. I mean, he's from the very beginning, he came in and he had a clear vision of what he wanted, and he's gone about that and he stayed true to that. So I respect him a lot on that. And from an offensive side, you know, with him being an offensive minded coach, we've been around him a little more and be able to start understanding his offensive playbook. And I got to say, now actually running it in practice form works.
What's the most important trait in a head coach? What is the thing that players respect the most?
It's a good question.
Damn right it is.
Respect. I think respect / integrity. For a man to get in front of all these men and talk and mean what he says, so we not only respect him, but the integrity of all of his words, he backs up what he says. He's not just giving any of the players lip service. Mm-hmm. I think that goes a long way.
Real quick, what type of beer, if I can ask, do you know what type of beer you chugged the other day?
Yeah, I'm a Spotted Cow guy.
It was Spotted Cow?
Yeah, New Glarus, it's a Wisconsin local.
What? So, oh my God. How old are you?
27.
Do you understand how great of an answer that is? Like, you're in Wisconsin, you're like, oh, it's a local beer, it's a local Wisconsin, I support local breweries in Wisconsin. Do you understand how good of an answer that is? Like, politicians, like, their governor would fire somebody to give good answers like you just gave. Do you understand how good of an answer that was?
I'm beginning to, the more you keep talking about it.
Well, because I was expecting Bud, Bud Light, something like that, Miller Light, things like, you know, regular, big name, regular old brand brews, and it's Spotted Cow, and I had heard of Spotted Cow because I have a guy who's from Wisconsin, it's like the thing that's supposed to be in Wisconsin, and you, of course, were having it. So now you're all of a sudden a native son of Green Bay, Wisconsin. How does that feel?
Feels good. Feels about as good as Spotted Cow does. I got to say, I don't know if you had the beer yet. Phenomenal. For what it's targeted area, it hits all the spots.
Refreshing,
very light, good.
If I ever go to try it, I swear to God, I will be thinking of you here very soon. You got my word on that, David.
I'm going to hold you to that now.
Thank you very much. David, we thank you very much for the time. Enjoy the rest of the offseason. Hopefully training camp goes very well, and obviously good luck in 2019, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.